president was in Sweden yesterday for a summit with European Union leaders, he restated his objections to the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. After the summit, the EU leaders issued a communique which stressed the points on which they agree with the president, including free trade, fighting AIDS in Africa, supporting the peace process in the Balkans. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, why Poland?
This is a place U.S. presidents like to visit. President Clinton came here, the first President Bush before that. Now this President Bush is here. He's really in Poland to celebrate the success this country has had in the years since the Iron Curtain fell, you know, since it converted to a democracy. And he's going to hold it up as a symbol of the remarkable change in Europe over the past decade. He also wanted to visit Poland because Poland is a new member of NATO. So it's a president of the United States visiting with the leaders of a new NATO country. While he's here, he will stop at the Warsaw Ghetto. The big event, though, is a speech at the university library. There he's going to talk about Europe being free and united. That's obviously familiar ground for U.S. presidents in you know, the last decade or so. But today he's going to call for the world to really change its notion of what Europe is. He says it should include not just, you know, the NATO nations or the current members of the European Union, but he wants it to open its arms to all the former Soviet satellites, like Poland or even Russia. And he says the EU should be expanded to welcome new members.
Now, yesterday, the president was in Sweden, and there were thousands of protesters. Were they able to disrupt the president's visit there?
They were not. The president was in meetings. He was quite a ways across town at the convention center. But it was a big demonstration in the old downtown in Gothenburg. It started late in the afternoon yesterday. They gathered at the plaza in front of the train station, which was right across the street from the president's hotel. And, you know, as these protests go, it seemed pretty casual. A group of guys marched around carrying this giant papier-mâché head of the president, and its eyes were, you know, motorized and shifting back and forth. There weren't any speeches. There was a lot of chanting. People were protesting environmental policies and missile defense and other things. The big moment came at one point when, on cue, a couple of hundred of these demonstrators turned their back to the hotel and dropped their trousers, giving the president a blunt welcome to Sweden. So that was the mood, though. There were some other protests around town. Some were larger, some were smaller, some not so peaceful. There were a couple hundred arrests overall, but there was nothing like we've seen in Seattle or in Quebec City recently.
Well, there were some serious disagreements inside that hotel.
There was. You know, earlier this week, there were differences of opinion with NATO leaders in Brussels over missile defense. Yesterday, the disagreement was with the European Union on how to handle global warming. The Europeans like the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. The United States does not. The president says it's unfair. It could hurt the economy. It's not reasonable. So ultimately, on that point, they agreed to disagree, but to somehow figure out a way to work together on the topic, but it's not clear what that means.
What does President Bush hope to get out of his first overseas tour as president?
He wanted these leaders to get to know him and to show that despite the real differences they have, he wanted to play up all they have in common. It was his big first foreign trip, though, and it's not like it was really designed to wow the continent. You know, he didn't mingle with the European people at all. He's been kind of isolated in photo ops and castles and prime minister's residences and at summit meetings. He does know he's not very popular here with the public. So with the exception of the speech in Poland today, you know, he's primarily met with dignitaries, and that's really who we wanted to reach, I think.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.